This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Joseph Yai Angel is one of the protesters.
Anti-government protest.
I'm very sad that from the 7th of October till now, not all the Israelis are back home. I call everybody in the world, the Israeli government, and everybody in the world who can do something to bring back our hostages, do it now.
25,000 pro-Palestinian supporters protested in London on Saturday. Stephen Capos is a Holocaust survivor and wants the killings to stop.
They should stop immediately, obviously. It is an outrage in the 21st century for genocide to be going on in full sight of the whole world. And there is no excuse whatsoever. It ought to be stopped, and I think the leadership of Israel are a criminal band.
It has been exactly 11 months after the killing, the Hamas killing spree into southern Gaza that killed more than 1,200, launched a war in which more than 40,000 are believed to have died as of this point. The United States has informed allies that it believes that Iran has transferred short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. That word comes from two people familiar with the